Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on June 18, 1980. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
With the beautiful illumination coming out from beyond the trees, the illumination of blue is cascading like waves of beautiful sunshine from the trees high up into the sky. Our Lady is coming closer. She's traveling in very fast, coming from a great distance, because now Our Lady is coming down. She's dressed in the most beautiful white gown. The brilliance and the brightness. So beautiful. Our Lady has on a white mantle. There is a trim of about a half inch of gold all about her mantle. Our Lady has on her head a most beautiful golden crown. It's not the Fatima crown. It has it's very delicate in appearance and gold. It has it's circular, sitting down high on Our Lady's forehead. Our Lady has her mantle. The mantle is coming halfway down over her forehead. And the crown is just about on the edge of her mantle. Our Lady has her hands joined in prayer and about her fingers the beautiful rosary with the golden Our Fathers and the translucent Hail Marys are entwined about Our Lady's hands. Oh, she's so beautiful. Our Lady is looking about her. She's smiling. She has a soft, sad smile. It's quite windy. Our Lady's long gown is caught about her feet. And now I can see that Our Lady has on a pair of the most beautiful sandals. They're gold. They're strapped with one strap about her ankle. As the wind is blowing, I can see her sandals. They go down to the edge of her toes. And just on the edge is the most delicate golden rose on each foot. Our Lady now is taking the crucifix from her rosary and extending it out like this and making the sign of a cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is placing the crucifix to her mouth and kissing her Jesus. Now Our Lady is placing her first finger to her lips, which means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, and especially my child, Veronica, do I speak to you now to console you for your past sufferings and I must bring you additional news of salvation for many. My child, the cross will not be lifted from you. Your mission as a voice box will be shortened. However, the mission from heaven will continue as those whom we have called to assist in the mission have, I assure you, my child and my children, adopted themselves well into their roles. Heaven finds them fully capable of now accepting the responsibility as you will grow weaker and unable to come from your bed. Do not be saddened, my child, at this news. It is truly a great grace for mankind. There will be many victim souls throughout the world. Remember, my child, I told you many years ago that I could not promise you a life without suffering upon earth. Therefore, you will continue with great patience and understanding. There will be many sent to assist in the mission from heaven. Do not be concerned of the acceptance of mankind at this time. It is all in the plan of the Eternal Father in the salvation of souls during these days of the Antichrist. You must make it known to all that I, your mother, as a mediatrix between God and man, will continue to guide you in the remaining days ahead. The Eternal Father, my son, and the Spirit of Life shall guide you all in the remaining days ahead. You are entering now into a very crucial period of tribulation. Your world, your country, your nation, the United States, will find much suffering and death.
Glory be to the Father.
My children and my child, how often have I wandered among you, bringing you the warnings from heaven, and how many have listened and acted upon my counsel. Yes, my child, there have been many years of suffering, demanding patience and perseverance for many in the mission from heaven. You will all continue to go forward, remembering always that there lies ahead a great chastisement for mankind, the ball of redemption. Many will die in the great flame of the ball of redemption. Only a few will be saved. Already, the Eternal Father has marked his own, and the forces of evil under the title of 666 have marked their own. The war of the spirits accelerates. You will soon understand that the Eternal Father has now taken away all restraint, and you will all be now subjected to the great test. My child, in your weakened condition, I will not ask you to bring forth again the many minor chastisements, the great war, and the ball of redemption. For there is a time for your relief, and we are extending this for a short time. In your state of incapacity, my child, you will still accomplish much work. Pray constantly, my child. The test is great, but the reward will far exceed all earthly sufferings and tests. You must make it known now to all other workers in the mission from heaven these words, for those who will fall away and do not flourish in grace, I say unto you now, to all workers, if you lose your way and stop your mission, I repeat unto you, the words of my son. If the workers have been told the truth and they do not hasten to return, it is their own punishment that they have accepted. I repeat, if the workers have been told the truth and they do not hasten to return to the mission, it will be their own punishment that they have chosen.
Our Father who art in heaven,
my child, do not be concerned of your disability. Remember, Teresa did not give you the knowledge of our name for you, as we rightly called you Veronica of the Cross. Now Our Lady is taking her rosary and she's placing the crucifix out like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I bless you all, my children, for the eternal Father in my Son, and the Spirit of Light. Remember, do not become prideful, nor arrogant, nor be let your guard down in conceit, for pride is a sin. Remember always that the closer you approach to heaven, the greater the armies of Lucifer will come after you, seeking to take you away from the road, the narrow road that leads to the kingdom. Among you now, my children, as you hear my voice, two will be removed. However, do not be concerned. They are saved. Do not, my child, ask me to give you any further information, for it cannot be made public knowledge at this time. You will continue to pray for your cardinals, your bishops, your priests, my son's church, his house upon earth. By your example, many will be saved. By your prayers and example, there is salvation for others. Continue now with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed, for the world is in great spiritual darkness. Satan has poisoned many minds. You will all now go forward as apostles of my son, disciples of the latter days, under the banner of Our Lady of the Roses, Mary, Help of Mothers. Many will come to join you. The message from heaven has now reached all corners of the earth. Many voices are sending out the news, the good news to mankind. It is just about time now, my child, for the world now to be tested. My son's hand has now been withdrawn, and the tribulation is coming upon mankind. Many will be taken and spared the terrible sorrows ahead. Pray constantly your rosary, your beads of prayer to heaven. Remain unified in your family lives. The institution of your country, the great foundation, is based on family life. Destroy the families and you destroy your country. The enemy is already within your country. Watch and pray well, my children. Our Lady is now going back. She's rising higher into the sky. She's now taking her crucifix and making the sign of the cross. She's turned to the right. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, Our Lady now is directly standing over us, high in the sky. She's going back into the sky, moving without her feet moving. She's floating, actually being carried like on the wind. There's no way I can explain it to you. If only you could see it. Our Lady is just carried, though she is as solid as you and I. Our Lady is carried back as though she was weightless. And now she's turning to the left, her left side, and making the sign of the cross with her rosary in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is placing her hands together in prayer like this, and she's nodding. Continue now, my child, and my children, with your prayers of atonement. It's amazing to watch the coloring developing as though it's coming from within the trees. And it's going upward high into the sky. Now from a great distance, I say a great distance, I recognize now Jesus coming forward. And he is coming from a great distance because he's a small figure, almost statue-like in appearance as he approaches. Now he's coming very fast. Now the light is opening up all about him. Jesus comes through the sky, which is dark, but there seems to be a white glass-like translucent, very iridescent light that is separating the sky about him, almost round, host-like in shape. Now Jesus is coming through the sky, and the light about him is so brilliant that I'm certain that without the grace of God, in the providence of the Eternal Father, I would surely be blinded or perhaps die from the brilliance. It is beyond any human words to explain this light. It's brighter than any flashing light or anything that I've seen upon earth. And it has a depth, though, a glass-like translucency to it. Jesus is coming down slowly now. He's coming very close down to Our Lady's statue. In fact, I have never seen him descend so low by the trees there. Jesus has on a burgundy cape, and his gown is an off-white, an ecru color, almost like, I don't know exactly the color to call it. It's like a beige. The material seems to be rough-like, almost sack-like type of material. And the gown is very long and belted about his waist with a sash-like type of belting. It looks almost like it could be a piece of leather or skin. It's not material. It looks like some type of animal skin, like leather, but a light coloring, a light tan, like not a brown, not a deep brown, but a light tan. I can see the sash very clearly. Jesus has on brown leather sandals. His feet are not there. The sandals now cover, the strap cover the wounds on his feet. I can see a protrusion slightly from his feet, the wounds on his insteps. Now Jesus has about his neck, his cloak is held by a golden, it appears to be gold, braiding. It's tied, and his cape is also blowing. It must be very windy. Now, Jesus' hair is down his back. I can see well now because he's turning to the right. Now he's turning back towards us, and he's placing his hand out like this and making the sign of a cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now he's placing his hand across his chest like this on his heart. And Jesus is looking all about him. Now he's placing his first finger to his lips, which means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, I will not proceed with a long discourse, especially, my child, for your comfort. But the world has received countless warnings from heaven. These warnings have been sent to every nation of the world. There is little time left now for mankind to restore itself to be pleasurable and a joy to the heart of the Eternal Father. Instead, mankind, your generation has become perverse, degenerate, self-seeking, proud, arrogant, and science, man of science, now seeks to create life and fly above the Creator. You do not learn from the past, but over and over again, you repeat yourselves. Remember the first trial in heaven. Lucifer was cast out of the kingdom of heaven. Let this all be a lesson to mankind who seeks to go above his God with the advance in knowledge, seeking to go above his Creator, caring more for the creature than the Creator. I say unto you, your God, that heavy trials now shall beset mankind. Your country, the United States, and most countries in your world have allowed Satan to enter into the highest positions of your government, your medias of communication, and even into my house, my church upon earth. Therefore, there is no other recourse left to heaven but to cleanse you of your errors. As in the past, we sent to you voices crying in this wilderness of evil, straighten yourselves out, make way for the Lord, for the hand of punishment shall come upon you. As in the past, you all continue in your lives of pleasure, neither caring nor seeking the truth. Therefore, I say unto you, as your God, many will die. Only a few will be saved. My mother has set herself to hold off a just chastisement upon mankind for many years. But your time has run out. Her warnings have gone by unaccepted, unnoticed, and rejected, even by my clergy. Her tears fall upon your generation. The saints in heaven sacrificed upon earth have cried out now for reprisal upon this degenerate generation. How long, O Lord, do they cry? Shall you permit this perverse generation to exist? And I say unto you now, your time is running out. Do not speculate on the dates, but be prepared. My mother has spent countless years among you, preparing you. If you are not ready now, then you will never be ready. And it will come upon you at a time that you least expect. You have been given your armor, instructed well by my mother. Therefore, you will follow the way of the Lord. You will listen to the counsel of my mother, or you will fall. Your nation, the United States of America, has been now, the proud eagle has been plucked by Satan, and as such shall we cleanse thy toil and suffering and war. Humanism and modernism have set you on the road to Satanism. Your country and many countries of the world now have adopted the worship of false idols. Satan, the master of deceit, has poisoned many minds. Satan, the ruler of the world of darkness, has now entered into the highest places of governments and even within my house, my church upon earth. But I shall cleanse them as I have cleansed them in the past. My voice cries out to you all now to be prepared, for the tribulation is at hand. All who have listened to my mother's counsel and are of well spirit, have no fear. My words to you are consolation. I do not seek to place fear into your heart. I console you with the knowledge that you will be saved. Remember, in the days ahead, remember my words of consolation to you all. You will say, my Jesus, my confidence, my children, you will read and reread the messages from heaven given through my mother to you. Read them well. For much has been overlooked in the past. You will receive great knowledge. And you will be able then to know the day, the hour of the tribulation. Continue the prayers of atonement, the rosary, wear your scapula. It was given for great reason. One day you all will understand. Pray, my children, a constant vigilance of prayer must go throughout your country and the world. Prayer now is the only means with action for saving the souls in your country and your countrymen, for destruction is about to come upon you. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Thy will be done on earth.
Remember, my children, in the days ahead, your great comfort is the knowledge that there is no death. Life will continue beyond the veil for all. Many will be asked to sacrifice in the name of the Lord. But how great a sacrifice is this? Very little in comparison to the great reward that lies for him over the veil. Pray, my children, for strength. It will take great courage to remain in the fold in the days ahead. But your courage shall be the cross and the knowledge of the truth. Remember, do not become a worshiper of the creature, but of the Creator. For the creature is the world, and the world is Satan. The Creator is your God, and his world is the kingdom of paradise. This choice will be yours to make. Each and every one of you will have to make that choice soon. No man shall be lost unless he is lost of his own free will. Remember, my children, those who have been given graces, much is expected of them. You must continue to go forward. Do not slacken in your work, your mission. Do not become complacent nor content in your own salvation, for that will be pride, and pride can make you fall. Therefore, in all charity, reach out for your brothers and your sisters. Your lives must remain free from contamination of worldly pleasures and seeking. For the world has now been given to Satan. Now Jesus is placing his hand out in front of him now and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is looking all about him. And he's now placing his first finger to his lips. Veronica, my child, remember my mother's counsel to you. You will not be cured, my child. The waters will not be for you.
The fourth joyful mystery.
The cross cannot be lifted. You understand, my child, the words of my mother to you several days ago. Remember them when you find the cross is heavy.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is...
It is the will of the Eternal Father that you must accept, my child. You will find great joy in the knowledge that suffering has merit far beyond what man can understand in the salvation of souls.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Teresa has directed you well in the past, my child, and you will soon be seeing her again.
Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners
now and at the hour of our death. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary,
I'm not afraid. I have no fear.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
We've been listening to a taped recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on June 18, 1980. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.